Keeping the brain active and sharp isn't always easy these days. With work and other distractions, it is understandable that most people just do not have the time to do things that keep their minds turning. It takes away from their free time, which is already in short supply. Instead of coming home and reading, taking an online course, or learning a new language just for the sake of learning, people would much rather just come home, play games, browse social media and sleep, before they must repeat the day's routines again. However, nothing beats the competition of one's favorite game after a long day. Competitive games, even when competing against oneself or an app, can be fun and highly addictive. But addiction is bad, right? Well, not if the addiction is to something that's good for the mind. I mean, nobody is going to be hosting a support meeting for me and my avocado and spinach smoothies. That's why interactive games, such as word games like Knuckle, are perfect for the busy person on the go. Who doesn't love playing competitive games, and who doesn't love an extra little health benefit thrown into the deal? Why word games like Knuckle are so popular? Researchers discovered that people over 50 who regularly engage in word games like crosswords or numerical puzzles like Sudoku are more adept at activities requiring memory, thinking and attention. According to their findings, most consistent word game players have brain function comparable to those who are much younger. So, playing games can benefit your brain health in addition to giving you a fun way to interact with friends and family. Can Knuckle help prevent Alzheimer's? A WebMD article by Annie Stewart, and medically reviewed by Christopher Malinowski, MD, discovered something very interesting. Exercising the mind delayed declines in thinking skills. After people started having Alzheimer's symptoms, though, mental decline sped up in those who kept their minds engaged. It's possible that being mentally active bolstered the brain at first, so symptoms didn't show up until later. The silver lining here? People who regularly challenge their minds may spend a shorter part of their lives in a state of decline, even if they do get Alzheimer's. Take main away, so playing word games every day isn't going to automatically turn the mind into that of a genius, but it can be a fun and quick way to keep the brain active, especially when there's not enough time in the day to do other tasks like learning a new language or hobby. Whether it is for fun or for mental exercise, there is no reason not to give Knuckle a try. This story was made possible by our Community Partners Program. Thank you Cochrane Denture Center for helping to expand local news coverage in Alberta. Learn more.